This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Another push for hazard pay, DPR's active calendar, and Trump delays tariff action. EJs plead with Cal OSHA for bird flu protections. Environmental justice advocates are pressing the Cal OSHA governing board to protect farm workers at dairies and poultry operations from bird flu exposure. Once again, our region finds itself at the forefront of a public health crisis, said Jorge Luna, an advocate at Valley Voices, a community-based organization serving Kings, Tulare, and Fresno counties. Luna raised alarms at the board hearing last Thursday about the potential for mutations enabling human-to-human transmission. He pointed to a pending paper from the UC Merced Community and Labor Center that calls for hazard pay and increasing paid sick leave for 10 days per year for those workers. The response? Well, Eric Berg, deputy chief for the Cal OSHA Health Division, said in December, the agency already has a very robust regulation on bird flu. The transmissible disease standard has been on the books with guidance documents available since 2009. Berg says he has met with every single health department to explain the regulation and its requirements for dairies, such as personal protective equipment and medical surveillance. Remember, community advocates had pushed for farm worker hazard pay at the height of the pandemic as well. Keep in mind, state-funded UC labor centers have grown increasingly focused on advocacy. Farm groups were surprised and frustrated last year to see the UC Merced Center issue talking points that push back on peer-reviewed study showing the state's ag overtime law is not benefiting farm workers. United Farm Workers and labor-friendly lawmakers seized on the points, raising questions about the validity of the UC Berkeley economic study. Though it swept headlines when published in 2023, the Ag Overtime study failed to stir any political action in Sacramento. DPR enacted 17 regulations in the past decade. In its 10-year review, the Department of Pesticide Regulation reports it has completed 17 regulatory actions ranging from a ban on chlorpyrifos to increasing fines for penalties. DPR has also completed 13 risk assessments for potential health impacts, 9 non-regulatory actions, and 5 reevaluations. That's on top of about 30 pesticides U.S. EPA is targeted for mitigation requirements. The department is working on 7 risk assessments, 6 reevaluations, and 5 mitigation actions. It's drafting 4 regulations on 1,3-D rodenticides, groundwater protection, and eyewash stations. And it's reviewing 3 pesticides, chloropicrin, paraquat, and backyard use of neonicotinoids. At the same time, DPR is rolling out a statewide system to warn residents that ahead of pesticide applications. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. On day one, no tariffs. President Donald Trump has hit the ground running, but we'll have to wait and see how far he is going to go on one of his top priorities, and that's trade policy. He used his inaugural address yesterday to double down on his pledge to increase tariffs, but he didn't impose any new tariffs on his first day of presidency, as he had previously indicated. Trump had suggested in November he could hike tariffs on Mexico and Canada on the first day of his presidency. He said later, likely that would happen February 1. He also has pledged new tariffs on Chinese goods. Canada had reportedly prepared retaliatory measures to respond immediately to any Inauguration Day tariffs, but tariffs were not among the first day's executive orders. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the president instead planned to use a day one memo to federal agencies outlining his vision for U.S. trade policy. The memo would direct federal agencies to address trade deficits, study currency and trade actions unfavorable to the U.S., and explore the feasibility of an external revenue service to collect tariff revenue. Now keep in mind, a former Trump official told AgriPulse the delay suggested that aides are still deliberating on how best to proceed. Outlets have reported differing opinions in Trump's inner circle over the best path forward. It also may be that he wants more time to make sure that anything that actually goes through is litigation proof, the former official said. The process helps to do that. In other news, USDA's CIO takes over as acting secretary. Gary Washington, who has been USDA's chief information officer since 2018, now serving as acting agriculture secretary while Brooke Rollins' nomination moves through the Senate. Rollins' hearing is scheduled for Thursday in the Senate Ag Committee. Washington was formerly the CIO for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Elsewhere, Jim Payne, EPA's Deputy General Counsel for Environmental Media and for Regional Law Offices, serving as the agency's acting administrator. The acting Interior Secretary is Walter Krusashank, who is Deputy Director of the Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management. Also on the first day, Trump pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, as he did in his first term, although the official withdrawal didn't come until after the 2020 presidential election, which was won by Joe Biden. A pledge was made in a post on the White House webpage of President Trump's America First Priorities, which also says Trump would freeze government hiring except for essential employees and would pause burdensome and radical regulations not yet in effect that Biden announced. There are more appointments. Rural broadband proponent Brendan Carr has been named chair of the Federal Communications Commission. Carr has also been a fierce defender of Starlink, a satellite internet subsidiary of Elon Musk SpaceX, and decried a previous FCC decision to revoke broadband funding for the company over concerns about its ability to meet service requirements. Andrew Ferguson is now the chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Last week, Ferguson criticized a decision made by the committee's majority to authorize a lawsuit accusing equipment manufacturer giant John Deere of violating antitrust laws with its repair practices. He said he supports the idea of right to repair legislation, but he expressed concern about the lawsuit's timing, which he said gives it a stench of partisan motivation. Patrick Fuchs, a former Senate Transportation Committee staff member, is the new chair of the Surface Transportation Board, which is tasked with overseeing railroad competition issues. And Jeffrey Hall will continue to chair the Farm Credit Administration. Hall's an Obama appointee, and despite his term expiring October 2018, he continues to serve on the board in the absence of a replacement. Well, here's today's final word. My goodness, these animals are so cute. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, describing in a CDFA promo the pets and livestock evacuated to emergency shelters due to the LA fires. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 21st, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.